Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you very much for being part of our day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, that means you're a highly intelligent individual, and you're about to get a lot smarter because Bob Nagin is in the building, so to speak. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a good friend. He and his lovely wife, Susan, have a brand new book out called Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. And if you remember, Bob's the guy who figured out how to sell kites 12 months out of the year. It's an amazing story, and he's our good friend. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It is always an honor and a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back, and boy, howdy, am I excited for you with your new book.
Well, thank you. We're excited, too. I didn't think I was going to get as excited as I did when that box finally came in and I could see sort of the fruits of our labors actually sitting in my hands.
So. It's a beautiful thing when you actually get one of these puppies in your hand. I know how you feel. And of course, I feel like I've helped birth this thing because you and I have been talking about it for a long time, and I'm so happy that you've gotten it out. It looks great. And, folks, I really encourage you to check it out, Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. In fact, I predict it's going to be a bestseller, Bob. It's that good. But I do know that in a minute you're going to give them an offer. I want to talk about the book a little bit first.
Sure.
But in a minute you've got a special offer. I know you want to make them that I think will perk up their ears a little bit. But one of the things that you talk about in your book, and I want you to help us with this.
Sure.
You talk about a new millennium merchant. What's a new millennium merchant?
So here's what's happening in retail, particularly for smaller independent retailers, you know, the small business people. The world is moving towards a place where the new millennium merchant is this beautiful blend of old style, old school, customer-focused merchant, you know, the mom and pop of the old day where mom and pop really ran the store and knew you and knew what you liked and knew what you wanted and helped you, gave you that incredibly great service, and a blend of that old school and using technology to serve your customers better. So it's an intensely customer-focused merchant, but it's a blend of old style customer service and the new technologies, using the new technologies to serve customers better.
You know, I was just thinking about something, Bob. Recently, we've been talking about something the technology folks call, the internet folks call, Web 2.0, which is the next generation of the internet. Anita Rosen was just talking about that on the show, and she was pointing out that you don't change the equipment. You still use the same computers. You use the same connectivity. You know, that part of it doesn't change. You just think about it differently. So maybe another term for the new millennium merchant is Merchant 2.0. What do you think?
That is absolutely. You know,
you can take that and use it if you want. You can use it, absolutely.
Sure, wonderful. But that's exactly right. You know, it's interesting because everybody keeps talking about, you know, what the internet will do and what the internet will do. All the internet and email marketing does, from my perspective, is it gives you another way to connect on a deeper level with your customers. It's not about the technology, it's about the relationship. The technology merely facilitates the relationship. Mm-hmm. That's what mm-hmm. people seem to lose. It's always about the customer. In fact, Jim, I think the title of my next book is going to be "It's the Customer, Stupid."
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, people get so hung up in podcasts and RSS and all those things, and they're all wonderful tools. But remember what the tool is built for, and it's to make somebody feel a particular way about you.
Well, and of course, one of my cardinal rules of technology is never ever ask a customer or a prospect to use your technology unless there's something in it for them.
That's right. That's right.
It can't be just to make it easier for you. It's got to be about them.
It's got to be about them. In fact, for your listeners, it's interesting because as I was waiting for to come on this call, I was responding to someone who asked me to critique an email he was writing for his customers.
Uh-huh.
And everything was, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We want you to come to our open house. And the thing that I wrote back, and this is a tip for your readers, look on your website, look on your emails, look on everything, and look for all the words we, I, me, the name of your company, and cross them out and change it to you. Always make the focus of your message on the customer. People don't care about
it. It's a magic word, word you, isn't it? That little pronoun, that little powerful pronoun.
You're absolutely right.
Stand by, Bob. Bob Nagin is our friend. He and his lovely wife, Susan Nagin, are the authors of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. When we come back, he's got a whiz bang of an offer for you, and I want him to make it. It's just making it to you folks, by the way. Only my audience gets this. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Columbus, Aflac.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Nagin. That's N-E-G-E-N, two E's. Bob Nagin, and the book is called Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. And also, I want to make sure that we say that Bob and Susan Nagin are the authors of this book. Bob is a co-author, along with his lovely wife, Susan. Bob, as you know, I've been helping you cluck over this book for a long time, and I wanted you to launch it on my show, which you're doing today, and I appreciate that. We've launched many books on this show in the over 9 years we've been doing this. But, in fact, your book is, I think your book is the first book we've launched in our 10th year. How about that?
All right. Well, honored.
That's a distinction that you can take with you. You can tell your grandkids about that.
But
you got a special offer that you want to make to my audience. If they buy the book before the 10th of December, what happens?
Yep. So if they buy the book on Amazon.com,
right,
and email and send an email to with their confirmation to bonus@whizbangtraining.com, they will send them to a special hidden web page where they can download several things. This bonus package includes 3 ebooks, and each of those ebooks contains 52 retail tips that come from our week. A special report from retail expert Doug Fleener called The Best of the Daily Retail Experience.
Right.
And 5 audios, 2 live.
Wow. That's like $1,000 of stuff, isn't it?
I don't know about $1,000, but just last night I made a brand new recording just for this bonus, and it's called How to Get the Most from Every Customer. And it talks about how to build your average sale. And I guarantee that if any of your listeners are retail store owners or small service businesses, and they listen to that particular disc, the recording, they'll be able to increase their average sale by at least 5, as much as 15%. So
they go to Amazon.com, order Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age before
they can search on Bob Nagin or
by the 10th.
Pardon me? Before the 10th, yes.
Before the 10th of December, that's just a week and a half, folks, or so.
Yep.
Then you can and send the confirmation to bonus@whizbangtraining.com.
That's correct.
Then you'll send them all the other stuff. Be sure to put your contact information, folks, and they'll send you all that. So that's a great deal. Thank you, Bob, for that.
Yeah,
and what is Amazon selling the book for?
I think it's $16.95. So
that's a nice discount on the book.
Money by buying on Amazon.
That's a nice discount on the book too. There.
Yes, it is.
How do we get new customers without going broke?
Well, my favorite way, when I work with people in my marketing mentor program, my coaching program, we always look for a new strategy, and I believe that the number one strategy is to be visible and involved in your community. Now, it's sort of a broader conversation, and I'm not talking about
more important than advertising and marketing.
Absolutely.
And all that being visible in your marketplace.
Absolutely. Cause marketing and using gift certificates are two of the, if you, and using cause marketing and gift certificates together are just wonderful ways to acquire new customers. Advertising is really, really, for small business people, is really, really having a tough time right now.
Well, one of the reasons I think it is because they're broadcasting instead of laser casting, and by that I mean they small businesses need to realize that everybody's not a prospect for them.
Absolutely.
And so if you're going to buy a newspaper, don't talk to your newspaper guy about putting an ad in the whole paper. Find out where your customers are and focus on, they can regionalize your message. If you're talking, if you're working with radio folks, don't take a show that you don't, where you don't know who's listening to that. Find one that you believe is focusing on or being listened to by the people you want to do business with.
Absolutely. But let me put it a little closer.
All right.
Carry around gift certificates, small denominations, but large enough that it has a gift value. And when you meet a prospect, instead of saying, "Hi, I am Bob Nagin from Bob's Toy Store," say, "Here's a gift certificate to my store. I would love to have the opportunity to serve you."
Right.
And so this whole process of giving gift certificates to acquire new customers by actually having some sort of gesture value, our clients are having enormous success with it.
What if we said this? I'm not to be picky, but what about instead of saying we'd love to be able to serve you, what if you said, "Here's a gift certificate. It's my investment in our new friendship. I'd like for you to come by and be our new friend, our newest friend."
That would be a wonderful way to say it. I love the way you're thinking, Jim.
Well, the thing is I think what we got to do is we got to love these people up. There's not a lot of love in the marketplace out there.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of indifference. There's a lot of indifference and basically almost rejection at the point of taking your money. And
sure.
And if small business owners can.
One of the points that I make in the book is love your customer. The money will follow.
Yeah.
You know, another important point that I go through in depth in the book is understand this. The value of the transaction is never greater than the value of the relationship. So whenever anything happens in the relationship that's based around a transaction gone wrong, make it right. Show them how much you care.
Always. And do it quick. Do it quickly.
Do it quickly.
Make sure you don't wait till. Yeah, do it immediately. Find out what they need, what they want, and give it to them. Stand by. Bob Nagin and I will be right back. When we come back, I'm going to get Bob I'm going to ask Bob, do Yellow Pages pay off? Should we be in the Yellow Pages, and how should we be in the Yellow Pages? That's one of the questions. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out my blog while you're there. Lots of other stuff. Thousands of archives and articles all there for you just to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And there's no barrier to entry. It's all free just for you. Check it out when you get a chance. Bob Nagin is on our website. He's all over us. He's had so many opportunities to join us, and he's taken those and has deposited a lot of brilliant information for us, especially with regard to retail. And you know, Bob, I'm so glad that you're helping retailers. They need a lot of help.
Yes, they do. You know, the reason that I'm helping retailers is 95, 98, 99% of all small retailers, their story is my story. You know, I loved flying kites, and I thought, how hard can it be to run a retail store? So I opened a kite store. Well, it's a lot harder than it looks.
That's right. The book is called Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age,
yeah.
And I want to remind them about this offer. Now, if they order the book on Amazon.com by
December 10th,
and send you a confirmation at, give us the email address again.
Bonus@whizbangtraining.com.
All right. Then you're going to send them something under $1,000 worth of extra merchandise, right?
Yes, yes. Well, we'll send them 5 audio recordings. Each of those recordings is chock full of practical, to the point information and three e-books and a report from
that's a lot of stuff.
Doug Fleener.
That's a lot of stuff. So take advantage of that. I think Amazon is offering a nice discount on the book as well right now.
Yes.
Bob, what about Yellow Pages? Are Yellow Pages still a good idea for retailers?
Well, Yellow Pages can be a good idea for retailers, but there's several things to think about. First of all, understand that the Yellow Page advertising salesperson is not there to help you. They're there to sell you a Yellow Page ad.
Right.
And so they're going to have all sorts of offers and things like that. But really what you need to look at is the competition in your category and what does the ad look like? So many people.
Do we need? But now, wait a minute. Let's differentiate between an ad and a listing.
That's right. Okay.
So, see, I'm one of these guys that almost never looks at the ads. I always look just at the listings.
You look for the listing.
Maybe one out of 10 times do I go to the Yellow Pages and actually use the ads.
Right. But those one out of the 10 are correct. So let me just give you an example of what we had at the Mackinac Kite Company. There were four listings under toy stores. Toys R Us. They don't need a display ad because everybody knows who Toys R Us is.
Right.
And two other toy stores. So instead of buying a big display ad, we bought all we needed. We bought one of those little boxes, and we made our case as a high-end toy store. How we did that was we said Mackinac Kite Company, and we said kites, toys, yo-yo, juggling, Brio, Playmobil.
Mm-hmm.
So what we were able to do for the least amount of money is show the person who is in the Yellow Pages looking for a toy store that we sold high-end toys.
If they wanted to have fun, you had it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, but so many people buy way more than they need,
right,
only because people, the salesperson is.
And it's expensive, too.
There's a whole section in the book on
it's
how
expensive
to write an ad, what to look out for, you know, when and where you need it, and all those sorts of things. So if people are having problems with their Yellow Page ads, the book is a great investment.
Right. I got 1 minute left, Bob. What's your last thought for us?
What's that?
What's your last thought for us on retail?
The last thought is that, you know, just like I said, it's the customer. It's always about the customer. And once you get clear that it's always about the customer experience, and your relationship with that customer, everything else seems to take care of itself.
Well, that's very smart words. And, you know, one of the things that I see too often these days, Bob, not only in big business but in small business, is I get the idea when I walk in, they're saying, customer? What customer?
That's right.
And that's where that's the opposite of love, ladies and gentlemen. That's indifference. And I mean, it's not hate because they don't hate you, but indifference, you know, some people say indifference is worse than hate.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know the statistic. The statistic is 67% of people who stop shopping with a business do so because of perceived indifference.
Yeah. Don't let that happen to you, ladies and gentlemen. And if you buy Bob's book, you won't because he'll help you make sure that doesn't happen. Marketing
right.
Your Retail Store in the Internet Age by Bob and Susan Nagin. Bob, thanks for being here. Congratulations again on the book.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Good luck. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And remember, and don't ever forget this, ladies and gentlemen, this program is all about you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.